Brothers and sisters, there's nothing really like it. Call it just the pure experience. When I was growing up at home, once in a while, someone would yell out, "The pigs are out." So sure enough, you look out the window and there they were all over the place. And so what did that mean? Everything was put to a stop. You're going to a game, put to a stop. You're going out to eat, put to a stop. You're going someplace, going hunting, fishing, you had to put it to a stop. Donning your hog boots, out the door you went. Now, I've shared with you what it was like to work with my father when we came to pigs. Okay, needless to say, they could bring in, they can make his mood rather foul. Okay, now imagine all of a sudden you go out and there are pigs everywhere. They're around the house. They're in the shed. They're out in mom's garden eating whatever they want. Okay, so could you imagine now my dad's kind of, they got his blood pressure up, what it was like when all of a sudden now they were out. Okay, all right, needless to say they could get under his skin. All right, now I'm going to ask you a question. So there you are, outside, donning your hog boots, you're ready to go. What's the first thing you need to do in this particular experience? Now you're going to say to me, "Father, the first thing you need to do is you need to get the hogs back in the barn." Wise answer. However, it's not right. The first thing you got to do is you got to figure out, where did they get out? Run them back in, and if the state is still open, you're going to run them all day. So what did we learn when they were outside on dirt? Sometimes what they would do is they would actually dig under a gate. Okay? When they were inside, sometimes with pure weight, they could lean on a gate and they could jump over it. Or else they actually could actually loosen a wire enough to either open the gate or else just loosen it enough so that they could actually crawl underneath the gate. And I, you know what? If I was confined to a pen, after a while, I'd probably get bored too, okay? So can you really blame them for what all in the end happened here and took place? You really, really can't. But being from Freeborn, Minnesota, I want to just mention this. I grew up in hog country. It's when I came out in this direction, southeastern Minnesota, that I was introduced more to cow and cattle country. And with cow and cattle country, the one type of gate or fence that I encountered more and more was this idea of a barbed wire fence. Now, it wasn't alien where I came up, where I grew up with, okay? As a matter of fact, when I grew up in the area in which I grew up, there were barbed wire fences that dotted every single fence line. They were all over. Because at that time, there were many cows and cattle around Freeborn, Minnesota. Okay, there are several, many, many, many. Okay, but when I was growing up, the experience that I had with barbed wire fences wasn't so much this idea of building them, because at this time now that it had become hog country, the idea was taking them down. But I want to share something with you too. My first experience in all of this was actually when I was assigned to Lewiston in Altura. And I want to just say this today. Wherever I've been, people have been good to me, and that is true of Resurrection too. They've been so good. You know, I remember when I was at Lewiston and Altura, people used to let me deer hunt on their property. And what did that mean? Every single year when it came to deer hunting, I always ran into some type of barbed wire fence. Okay? Every single year. It was inevitable. Okay? Now, there you are. Okay? You have to get across this barbed wire fence. 100 yards down is the gate, or else it's the, you know, it could be made of barbed wire, it could have made of steel, whatever it was, the gate, in which, well, you could have opened it up and gone in, but not me. No, too far. Too far. So what did I say? I'm not going that far. I'm going to do this on my own. I'm going to do this on my own. Okay? All right. Now, even I'm smart enough to realize a barbed wire fence is something you don't mess with. This is something that can keep a cow penned up. Okay? Double-stranded, double-barbed, conventional twist, all wrapped in 12.5 gauge diameter with the stand, was the standard wire at that time. This is something you didn't mess with. But I wasn't going 100 yards. So I had options. From time to time, what I try to do is I try to crawl underneath it. But you know what? The darn thing would probably be only about that far, the first wire about that far from the ground. Okay, so try as I might, I'm not built like that. Okay, so crawling underneath it, what would it mean? It would mean what? My coat would get caught. Okay, and when barbed wire grabs, it grabs. Sometimes I even tried to pull two rows apart so I could crawl through, but they were either too tight or too close together. I even sometimes stepped back and I looked and I said, what if I take a run at it? You know, they're probably about 4 feet off the ground, you know, maybe even higher than that. And I thought, well, that's probably not the wisest way to go. So there was only one way to which to happen. Guess how you had to go? You had to go over the top. Sometimes it worked perfectly. I never got caught. But then there were times, sure enough, when you were crawling over, that either your coat or your pant leg got caught. Okay, and what did it mean? Well, with barbed wire, it meant something was torn. Either you got a tear in your pant leg or you got a tear in your coat. Okay, it was something, but the one thing I always admired about it was this. It always did its job. It always did its work. All right? Today, Jesus makes a statement. He says this, I am. Think about how many times he says, I am. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. And today it is about this, I am the gate. He's the gate. And he doesn't talk about cows or cattle. Today he talks about sheep. And sheep keep things simple. What do they need? Food, water, a shepherd, and security. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'll share this with you today. Okay? Double-stranded, double-barbed with conventional twist, all wrapped, 12.5 gauge diameter barbed wire may seem like overkill for a sheep. Okay? But here's what I'm going to say. To a sheep, it doesn't matter. All they want is a place to rest in peace. Isn't that a beautiful reference to Jesus? I am the gate. He's the barbed wire. It's all about him. To come into the church, you have to go through him. To gain eternal life, you go through him. You can't go underneath Jesus. You can't try to plow through Jesus. You can't try to jump over Jesus. You always go through him. And what about him? He's always there. He's always faithful to those who follow him. In fact, to those who follow him, he makes two promises. Number one, in Matthew 28:20, he says, and behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. Jesus promises that if we would follow him, he will be with us. And the second thing he promises us is this, eternal life. So today, brothers and sisters, as we gather once again, let's give our minds, our hearts, and our souls over to Jesus Christ, the good shepherd and the gate. Let's follow him to eternal life. So God's blessings and God's peace to all of you today.